Let's read that together. Children and youth equate no rules and no guidelines to no love and not sharing. I have to admit, whenever I was in high school, I was one of those that had to be in by 9 o'clock until I was like a sophomore in college. No. But anyway, you know, until I was a junior probably, and I never forget my senior year prom. Dad bet me, he didn't really bet me, but he dared me to stay out all night for prom. Well, guess what? Eric came home because I was tired of the mess. But anyway, I'll never forget. I would tell some of, they're not really friends, but they're those people that sometimes you look at and go, wow, I wish my parents had let me do things like that. Anybody ever had that conversation with themselves? Yeah. And a couple times I would even walk up to them and say, oh man, I wish my parents would let me do what your parents let you do. And they said, oh Eric, I wish my parents sometimes would tell me no. You see, they equate no rules and no guidelines to no love and not caring. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jamie, in her teaching, you know, she really worried about this her first year of teaching because her personality is, here's the line, you walk across it, you get punished. It doesn't matter if it's a student that she gets along well with or if it's a student that really grates on her nerves, that line right there in the floor is the same. Hypothetically, you understand what I'm saying. For no matter who it is. And she was really worried because, you know, all of us want to be friends to the students, right? But you know what amazed her? I don't think there's been one year since she started teaching that she's eaten lunch by herself or had her planning time by herself. Why? Because kids love her. Why? They know with Mrs. Dirks, that line is the same. It doesn't matter who you are, you know where you stand with Mrs. Dirks. You hear what I'm saying? Us parents need to learn from teachers like Jamie that they want guidelines. Why? Because they know you love them when you set guidelines up. All right. There are all sorts of disciplines depending on their age, from a gentle squeeze on the arm, right, to a stern look. Now, remember last week during Kids Corner? You see, Kevin saw my stern look, and he helped me out. But, you know, that stern look, right? To a discussion, to time out, to withholding something, to grounding, to spanking. There's a wide gamut of discipline there. Well, each of these has to be done when you're in total control, parents and grandparents and guardians, whoever. And they have to be done in love. And punishment has to fit the crime, so to speak, right? But there's one more thing that's important. Punishment has to be appropriate for the age. You understand what I'm saying there? Here we go. You have to learn what works best for your child. You cannot raise each child the same. Jamie and I are working on that one right now. Two, you cannot reason with a child younger than 6 or 8 years old. You can tell them why the rule stands, but that is the way it is. Three, rethink why the rule stands. Now, I know I'm in the danger zone here because he hears and understands now, but we're rethinking a lot of our rules with our oldest son at 12 years old and why they stand with him. You understand what I'm saying? Four, punishment is most necessary in regard to life and death. Right? Five, counting is for the birds. Do you understand what I'm saying? Something like this. I'm not going to tell you again. One, two. How many of us have been there? Come on, be honest. Confession time. Yeah. Jamie and I have tried it, and why do we think it's for the birds? It doesn't work. If your child hears you, and you have to count, folks, for some reason, they have lost their respect for your authority. You hear that? If they hear you, and they do not respond to you, and you have to count, for some reason, they have lost their respect for your authority, and you need to do something quickly to reestablish that. All right? Six. Finally, when your child is willfully disobedient, this is when a parent might consider spanking on the bottom only, by the way, as necessary. That means that they have lost total respect for your parental authority. And this must be corrected. However, even though God has established you as parent, and therefore you deserve their respect. Now listen carefully, guys and gals. Please reflect and make sure that their loss of respect for your authority is not deserved. Did you hear me? Sorry if I'm walking in front of you guys. Please make sure that your loss of respect for your authority, their loss of respect for your authority is not deserved, at least from their perspective. Yes, I know I said spanking, and I apologize if that upset some of you. Regarding spanking, if you're angry, get away from the situation. Don't do corporal punishment when you're angry. Sometimes there's a thin line between spanking and child abuse. Right? If you ever get carried away and so completely lose control and you spank too hard, or what I would call beat, you can never use that form of discipline again. Because you are wired such that you lose control. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's a mark of any kind, 1 hour later, you have spanked too hard. I want you to hear me. Do not leave this place today using my words as an excuse to abuse your child.